26. A Better Woman Than Me. The return voyage to Canada was not one Octavia would ever want to repeat. They had reported by telegram to Mr. Socrates. Within hours, they received commands to return home, home now being Montreal, of course. She and Modo first sailed to Liverpool, stopping tantalizingly close to London. She wanted to flee to the rugged and ragged streets of Seven Dials where she had grown up. She'd be safe in any of those rat holes they called pubs. Even the Clockwork Guild wouldn't poke their noses in there. Instead, she and Modo booked a second-class cabin on the SS Montreal, playing husband and wife for the third time. Modo was a dark and quiet stone sitting at the end of his deck chair, or, more often, could be found in their cabin staring out the porthole with that blasted netting mask covering his face and his emotions. The bruises and cuts on his face were healing quickly. Inside his heart, she doubted things were going as well. But Octavia did not pry. Besides, she was not in much of a mood to talk. She had spent fewer than 3 days with Colette, had quarrelled with her, and yet her death was like losing a close friend, a mate. Such a blow. She had been an equal. No, Octavia had to admit. She was a better woman than me. Colette could speak several languages, had risen to the top of the ranks in her bureau despite fellow agents trying to undermine her because she was a woman and half Japanese. Even half mad, she had been formidable. And Colette was broken by that bull, Typhon, as though she were a doll. The sight and sound of that would haunt Octavia. There'd been nothing she could do to prevent it. She'd been crawling from the wreckage of their carriage when Typhon lifted Colette over his head. "It looks like it'll be another boring day," she said, pouring her tea. "But only 4 more to go before we're back in Canada." She could only imagine how all of this was affecting Modo. He had given her little more than short sentences since their departure. She so missed the Modo she'd once known. "Yes," Modo answered. "Same as the last. What do you suppose Mr. Socrates has in store for us?" "It doesn't matter." "What do you mean?" "With or without him, I'll find my mother and save her from those—" He shook his head, as though he couldn't find any words to describe the Clockwork Guild. "Just like that. I'll find the hiding place of the guild, and I'll break them." He was bending the teaspoon like a child in a tantrum. "Modo, the best way to do that is to work with Mr. Socrates." She was surprised by her own words, and yet, as she spoke them, she knew they were the truth. "You know it, too. After all, you're on a ship returning to him." "It was the only course I could take," he sighed. "I'm confused, Tavia. I am French. I am English. I was orphaned. I have parents. One is dead and the other doesn't know me. They abandoned me, and yet I must save my mother. And Colette is dead. 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 My mind bounces from one dark moment to another. It's all too much." "Nothing is too much for you, Modo." He looked up at her. Was this another jibe? But she returned his gaze. "Why are you being so kind?" he asked. "I cared for Colette, too." "You did?" "She was a beautiful, remarkable young woman. Truly heroic. I've come to think of her as a sister."
"A sister?"
"Yes. She was an incredibly annoying and strong-willed she-devil. I would have been honored to call her sister." "Aye, she was strong." "I am heartsick," he admitted. He shook his head and smiled, looking out at the sea. "She would be laughing now if she could hear us. We'll go back to Montreal, Modo. You never know what old Mr. S. will have up his sleeve." "I hope you're right."
"I'm always right," she said.
What was she doing? She was thankful to Mr. Socrates for taking her from a life of pickpocketing, but he often got on her nerves and always put the needs of Britain before the needs of his spies. Now she was actually talking him up to Modo. To Modo? This was how bad things had become.
And if he doesn't have a plan for us, Modo, one that involves rescuing your mother, I'll go with you. If she is that important to you, then she is that important to me. We'll make certain Colette did not sacrifice her life for nothing. Through hell or high water, together, we'll find your mother.
He stared at her for a long time. He was so hard to read with that mask on, but she thought she saw disbelief in his eyes. Or bewilderment.
We will, she added. I swear this to you.
He nodded.
Then the Clockwork Guild and whoever else stands in our way had better be ready to run.